recognize here. This person took the Power for Abundant Living class many years ago here in Florida, and when she took the class, there were no Spanish fellowships in Florida or South Florida. And her and this other individual started a Spanish fellowship down here in South Florida. And from that fellowship many years ago, different people moved from that fellowship and went back to their country, and they were some of the original country coordinators that we had many years ago. And she took the class and started a Spanish fellowship down here with another person, and now we have a lot of Spanish fellowships here, and there's been many, many of these over the years. Plus, at the gathering together, she's going to get a lot of rewards because she's been married to me for 41 years. Lita, stand up. You know, us coming back here, Lita kept up with a lot of people here over the years, and, you know, she reached out to them, and some of you were in the room, and some people that she witnessed to a long time ago witnessed to somebody else, and somebody else witnessed to somebody else, and some of those people that they witnessed to have been at the advance that we've had. So, you know, our lives have a big effect on people over the years, and what goes on here in South Florida has an effect in other countries, and what goes on in other countries has an effect, you know. What goes on in the Northeast has an effect. We're one body, like we just heard, you know, in the song. Take your Bibles and look at Colossians chapter 2 to close, please. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. Man, there's been so many great teachings and hanging out and love and food and all these different kind of things. We started off by looking at the responsibility that God gave to Paul. This is God's idea, remember, God's idea. He sent his son Jesus Christ, and he kept secret the mystery since the world began, and he revealed it to the apostle Paul. What a privilege, but what a responsibility that went along with that. So it says here that their hearts might be comforted. And he was all about teaching the mystery like we saw. So that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love unto all the riches of full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. So we've covered a lot of these things here. So Paul wanted to teach them the mystery. There was many people that he had not seen their face, or they hadn't seen him. And he was all about teaching people what God had, the responsibility that God had given them. And the product of learning God's word, or the product of learning the mystery, is that they would be comforted. And I think during this weekend, we've gotten a lot of comfort. Another outcome of learning the mystery or learning God's word is that it builds unity, the unifying wisdom of the mystery. And I think during this weekend, God's word and God's love has brought us together, and we're more united. And we've heard some great teachings on that. Another product of learning God's word or learning the mystery is love. You know, if you read the book of Ephesians, or like Michael taught, there's the practical application of the mystery is love. The practical application of the mystery, Ephesians 4:3, is endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Man, if we want to live the mystery, we bust our butt to stay unified. We bust our butt to keep the stupid things that we do small so that we can live. You know, I've been married to Lita for a long time, you know, and I think she is going to get some rewards, you know. And for those of you, you know, been married, you know, if you want to stay married for a long time, there's got to be great love, doesn't there? There has to be some great forgiveness, doesn't it have to be? She married an imperfect person, and I've let her down. And I married an imperfect person, and, you know, just the people are people. I'm not a perfect person. I've never cheated on her, never done anything like that. But, you know, you marry somebody, you don't marry Jesus Christ. They're a person. Take a look around. All these people, we're imperfect people. And the more we stay together, you know, stuff comes up. But like Phoebe taught, you don't magnify that kind of stuff. You minimize it. You decide in your mind, I want to forgive. I don't want to hold on to the hurt. And marriage is an example of the mystery. How cool is that? That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, like Bob taught. A full assurance that you know, 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 that you understand it. You can believe it because you understand it, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Covered a lot of stuff. Verse 3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And verse 4, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you. Should beguile you. The word beguile means false persuasive speech. And this I say, lest any man should give you some false persuasive speech, beguile you with enticing words. So they knew the mystery, and Paul wanted to teach them more. But you know what? Even after people have heard the mystery and whatever, it's easy to be tricked out of it sometimes. So we got to hold on to it. We can be tricked in doctrine, and we can be tricked in practice. You get hurt, you get bummed out, whatever, you get separated, whatever, and then, you know, stuff happens. I've told many people this over the years, but, you know, if you have a campfire, and you want to build a really big campfire, you have that big, you put the logs on, and man, it really burns. But you know, you want to go to sleep at night, and so you got to put the fire out. So one way to put the fire out is you take all those logs, and then you separate them. And when you separate the logs, then it's easy for the fire to go out. And the adversary, he loves to put out spiritual fires. And he does that by separating believers. Oh, this person 30 years ago hurt me. I don't want to do that, or this, or that, or whatever. We don't want to do that at all. And the weekend like this, people have come together from different places. You hear God's word, you get a lot of love, and pretty soon that fire builds and builds and builds. And you know, this ain't the end. This is the beginning. What have we been entrusted with? We've been entrusted with the mystery and God's word. Paul was entrusted with the mystery, and he spoke it and he lived it. Let's take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Paul was entrusted and then he spoke it. 1 Timothy chapter 6. And in verse 20, 1 Timothy 6:20, it says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called. It says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Paul was given the mystery, and he was all about teaching it. Here in this situation, Paul had committed stuff to Timothy, and at the close of this epistle, Paul says to Timothy, or God says to Timothy here, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Keep that which was entrusted to you. Keep keep that which was entrusted to you. Guard that spiritual deposit which was entrusted to you. How many people that you know and have ever talked to know the mystery? A lot of people outside of our fellowships? Not too many. What are the odds of all the people in the whole world who know the mystery like we know it today? Not many at all. Have you ever wanted to hit the lotto? Boy, I wish I could have that money. But the odds of getting the lotto, not that I'm into that, but wow, the odds on that are so small. Every one of us in here have hit the lotto spiritually. How many people know God's word like we know it today? How many people since the Apostle Paul know God's word like we know it today? Not too many. The mystery, for the most part, is still a mystery. What are the odds on our life? We've been entrusted with something so wonderful, and how many people have lived and died and do not know what we know? I have no idea, but let's say that, Will, you are one in a million. When I was a kid, I thought, wow, I'd like to grow up and I'd like to use what I have and be able to help people with what I have. The odds on our life, just approximately one in a million. You're one in a million. Think of the privilege it is, one in a million, to know what we know. How many people in the world know the mystery and the depth of Christ in you, the hope of glory? 2 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 14. It's really great to know that we're privileged. Paul was privileged. God gave him the mystery. And then he committed stuff to Timothy. And he said, you know, to Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 14. Well, we'll start in verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is to Timothy, 2 Timothy. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. That good thing, that guard the deposit, take care of that which is committed to you. Take care of it by walking with God, by operating manifestations, by living it. Keep it. Keep that thing which was committed. It was committed to Paul. And Paul then committed stuff to Timothy. And here in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 1. It says, thou therefore be strong in legalism that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong in hardness. No. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in what? Grace. I like grace. How about you? Be strong in grace. Be strong in divine favor. Be strong in sharing God's divine favor. Be strong in sharing God's love. Be strong in sharing God's forgiveness with others. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. In the first century church, one of the great fights they had was between those people that wanted to walk in grace and those people that wanted to hang on to legalism. And in many Christian circles today, it's the same thing. Are we justified by grace? Do we live in grace? Or do we try to justify ourselves in the flesh and, you know, justify our walk by, you know, or have righteousness by our walk? Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. Share God's grace. Be strong in it. And the things that thou hast heard of me, of Paul, among many witnesses, the same. We don't need to come up with a bunch of new doctrines. We've been taught God's word. Hold on to it. Michael and Bob were talking about these collateral readings. Why don't we master those things so that we really understand what we've been taught? And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same. Commit. The word commit is this other word that we looked at briefly, entrust. These things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same. You commit, you entrust, you give it to people. The same commit thou to people who are going to cop out tomorrow. No. The same commit thou to faithful people. Faithful people. When I was in my 20s, I was at a night owl, a campfire with Dr. Werwell when he was alive, and he was sitting there and he said, "Hey kids, someday this ministry will be yours." And I was just a dumb kid, you know, and I was happy to be there at a campfire with Dr. Werwell and the whole thing. But I do remember that. Someday this ministry will be yours. Some of you younger people, maybe some of us older, some of the older people here I think are getting younger, but I'm not sure about that. But someday it's going to be yours. What are you going to do with it? You better learn it now. You better stand on God's word now. You better mean business. You better take it to the next generation, because some of us ain't going to be around. The same commit thou to faithful people. Faithful people. Look at all those kids out there, man. Somebody's got to raise them. Somebody's got to teach them so that the mystery can be passed on to generation after generation after generation. And there's a lot of people in the world today that need to hear about God's love, God's comfort, God's mystery, need to understand the unity of the body, the unifying wisdom of this isn't our idea, this is God's idea. We could pass it along. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same. I'm a grandfather. My God. You know, when you're a grandfather and a grandmother, this is a new experience for me. You see this little kid, and then you're doing all these stupid things to see if you can get this kid to smile at you. I mean, it's weird. But I also don't have the responsibility. I could just pass them to Ryan or Elise. But Ryan and Elise, they know God's word. They're going to teach Zoe God's word. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful people, that you're going to stand. It's not about me. It's not about eating albondigas. It's not about that kind of stuff. It's about God and his word. And all of us have been entrusted with the knowledge of God's word. Most of you have taken Power for Abundant Living in here. So we're entrusted with that. If you've had it, man, you live it. You learn it. You pass it along. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful people who are able to teach others also. Paul said to Timothy, you take this and you entrust it to other people, faithful people, so they can pass it along. Man, we got something so great here. And you can learn it. You can be faithful and understand it, to know that we know that we know that we know. And that builds comfort. That builds love. That builds unity. And you can learn to be a spiritual heart surgeon. that you can commit God's word. You can help people to be faithful. The adversary tells us we're no good. God says we're the best and that we have Christ in us, the hope of glory, and that we can operate all nine manifestations of the Spirit. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful people. We all can choose if that's what we want to be. The same commit thou to faithful people who are going to teach others also. So we learned a lot here this weekend. We learned about the mystery. We learned about God's comfort. We learned about unity. We learned about love. We learned about knowing that we know that we know that we fully understand the mystery. And now it's over, but yet it's just beginning. So now we can go back in the valley of human need if you want, and you can. You can share God's word. You can help to comfort people. You can help to build unity. You can help to build love. And you can help people to fully understand the knowledge of the mystery and of God's word. Let's take God's word and let's share it with others and be faithful so that we can move God's word and pass it on to other generations. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for your great love, for your word, for the knowledge of your word that we have the privilege in our lives to be able to know that we know. And I pray, Father, that we can continue to grow and that we can pass it on. Thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ.